Slave's master. It's getting dark, and he forgot to turn on the lights before he left. It's getting kind of scary in here. I don't even want to walk down to the hall to my bed. It's too dark. And I'm getting hungry too. I mean, I have my regular food, but those taste like cardboard. I want those special treats from the fancy pet store he gets me. The 7 flavor is so good. It tastes even better than the real thing. My mouth is watering just thinking about it. It wouldn't be so bad if I weren't so bored too. I want him to at least be here to wave that red dot thingy around. I guess it's back to pushing stuff off the tables again. What was that sound? It came from the front of the house, but it can't be Master, can it? He always calls for me when I get home. Okay, I'm really scared now. What if some big scary guy here takes all the stuff? I'm not a guard dog. How am I supposed to defend myself? Oh no. No, no. Wait. Take anything you want, just please don't hurt me, sir. Master? Wait. You... Yes, you scared me. I thought I was in the middle of a home invasion. Hey, it's not funny. Look at my tail. I could have mauled you to death. Whatever. Welcome home, I guess. Do you have something for me to make up for scaring me half into the grave? Yeah? You do? What is it, Master? You got the fancy treats? From the fancy place? Please. Please tell me they're salmon flavored. Yay. I love you, Master. I don't care if you like to tease me. Come on. Fix me a plate. I'm starving. What? Oh, that. The mug on the floor with coffee spilling onto the carpet. That was, well, you know how I get bored and kind of fidgety, so. Oh, I'm sorry. I promise I won't do it again. It's just, when you're not here, there's nothing to do. And that mug was just sitting there on the coffee table, begging to be pushed off. So really, it's not my fault. Hey, what do you mean I don't get my treats? Come on, you were just about to give me some. It's just a mug. It didn't even break. It can't be that hard to clean a coffee stain out of the carpet. Come on, let me off the hook. Just this once. It won't happen again. Please, Master. What do you mean that isn't a problem? This is just a one-time thing. Hey, I have not been bratty lately. Prove it. Oh, it Well, yeah. This is the third time I've pushed something off the table this week. Yeah, I did knock over a bag of treats and ate half of the whole thing. Yeah, okay, and I trashed the cabinet to get the bag of catnip you hid behind the back. But come on, don't I always still cuddle you before bed? And keep myself clean? And I don't bite or scratch you. Don't I always greet you when you come home and say bye to you when you leave? Don't I always behave when you take me to the vet? Even when they try to give me baths and bring out those big scary needles. I know. I can be naughty sometimes. But I'm a cat girl, you know? I'm not like you weird humans, with your lack of tails and weird round ears. And I'm a pretty good cat girl at that. So, come on, master. Am I right, or am I right? Ha, see? I'm pretty good at convincing too, aren't I? Maybe I should become the first cat girl in politics. I would be pretty influential, I bet. So, does that mean I still get my treats? I'll help you clean up the coffee stain. Yay! You're still the best master. Come on, quit teasing me and make me a plate already. I'm so hungry I could go outside and hunt for my own prey. Hey, you're finally out of the shower. I don't know how you humans could do that every day. Just the thought of the shower just makes me shudder. Wait, why are you turning off the lights? Aren't we gonna watch TV before bed? Like always? Huh? You're too tired. Come on. Please. Just for a little while. I like those weird cartoons you watch with the people speaking in gibberish with the words on the screen. Pretty please. Yay! Let's cuddle while we watch too. Bring my favorite pillow over so I can knead it. This is so nice. Getting all warm and cozy with the best master in the world. I'm such a lucky cat girl to have you, Master. Yeah, I know you love me too. Even though I can be annoying sometimes. Isn't that what makes me so lovable, though? Good cat girls may behave, but they don't have half the personality that I do. That's why you chose me, right? Because instead of trying to act all high and mighty to impress you, I told you that your pants didn't match your shirt. I also agree. Master, I think we bring out the best in each other. Just like a good human and cat girl duo should. I'm so glad you chose me that day. Okay. I'm ready to go to sleep now. Okay. Can you rub my ears until I fall asleep? Yeah, just like that. Oh, and when I wake up, I want more of those treats for breakfast. Only if I'm good. Oh. Fine. Alright. I guess all cat girls have to behave sometimes. But you better give me an extra big scoop. Or else you're gonna find another stain on the carpet when you get home. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'll be good, I promise. Good night, Master. I love you.